What is going on?
Morning.
Friday, savings day. I love it.
Love the savings day. Boy, we got a cool cat in the office today
this is the podcast. Gonna be fun.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Get your Joe Bidens on because you're going to need them, baby.
Is that like depends?
Yes.
Wait. Is he a boxer?
Yes, he wears
Is he
depends.
A boxer or a brief guy?
Good one. Michael Strahan on ABC News asked our sweet president, Joe, do you wear boxers or do you wear briefs? And he said, it depends. Now, come on.
Come that on. Really happened?
You're way better at dropping a joke.
I thought it was a meme.
No, it's just me making. I'm a Republican. I apologize.
Well, I think we are.
Nothing
too.
To apologize with that, man. So, welcome to Beards on the Street, people. Here we are in the studio, episode
31.
31.
Is it?
It is.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Could be off.
we're off by one.
But it's 13 backwards, was what you're missing.
Right.
Lucky
and
13, baby. And it's a Friday.
And it's Friday.
Want to make sure we're all on the same page here. This is good.
Yeah, well.
Numbers are aligning.
You're a natural at this.
Isn't this fun?
Dude, we always have fun.
Right. Absolutely.
Always.
Absolutely.
Finny, what are you doing? Yep, Finn's down there by my feet looking up at me like, what are you doing, man? So, good week, Aaron?
Yeah, it's been a good week, actually. We're having a little fun. You and I are out looking at some flips and looking at those opportunities.
I think we're going to actually write an offer on one today.
That's right. And we had a good meeting with our new guest here today. We're really excited about where we're going and what we're
talking about. I can't even wait to get into the guts of this whole thing with Bill. Little bit of housekeeping, guys. Say it every week. I'm going to say it every week going forward. Please, if you have not, jump on our YouTube page. There's all kinds of links out there. And subscribe to our Beards on the Street so that we can you can be notified when we're going to have these. We're live every single Friday at 10 a.m. So just talking about real life shit between me and Aaron and our guests and throwing a little bit of real estate in there since that happens to be what we do.
That's right.
And we're good at it.
That's right.
It's still the number one tax strategy for us guys who are trying to save on taxes.
Well, that's going to be good because we're going to show you guys through Bill how to seriously structure your portfolio to pay as little taxes as possible and take advantage of every benefit that this government gives us.
750 pages in the tax code.
And you know every word.
I know 11 pages really, really good, and that's the self-employed pages.
Nice.
And real estate is still king. I love it.
Yes, it is. Real estate is king and will always be king.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of things. We had a couple closings last week. We had did we go to a concert?
Not last week.
I know I had a couple and didn't go.
I did.
Yes, you did.
Where'd you go?
Oh, yeah, it was Halloween, so I have a pack of buddies that are single guys, and we kind of ran the town a little
and
bit.
And what's the funniest part is Aaron dressed up as a hooker.
Very good.
He
very
was a
good.
Total hooker.
Uh-huh.
Because deep down in...
I was the cowboy hooker.
Aaron wants to be a hooker.
Good one.
If I could sell it, I would.
So, ladies, if you're looking to hire yourself a hooker, you got one right here.
Oh, and does
he is
have
the
muscles?
Real estate.
My God, he's got muscles.
He's got muscles, and man, he looks good in a skirt. And
when's the last time he took his shirt off on the podcast?
Oh, my.
I know. Well,
okay, maybe I'm going too far. Okay.
Bill, I don't want to see that.
Okay. You've seen that.
I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it already, bro. Good one.
No, I haven't.
This guy's got a... Yes, you have. You got a 36-foot
ball. No, I don't.
Yeah, dude. I was rocking around that place.
Very good.
So, we didn't... there was a concert last night, but I chose not to go. It was in my best interest to stay home and hang out with my wife, which
you know
is
what?
Always good.
Yeah, when you know that's what you got to do, you got to do it.
Or, slow down, guys. What about a jazz game? Take the wife... tax write-off. Watch them break a heart because he can't make a three-pointer at the top of the key.
Right.
Okay, I'm going too far. So, okay, go back to your...
Were you there last night?
Yes, come on. That was... Are you kidding me? A top of key?
We got to go to a Jazz game with this cast.
Ooh, yeah, the high-five club at halftime? Join us. That's us.
All right.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, I'm in. We talked about subscribing. What else we got? Our website, guys, I mean...
Oh, we got our mixer coming up.
Oh, yeah. We do have our mixer. Give me a second. Let me pull this sucker up.
This coming Thursday.
This coming, or next Thursday. So it's on the 9th of November.
Over at the Midway.
At the Midway. That's just a couple blocks from the office here. And that happens to be the very first place that we did our mixer.
And it's been... Is it a full year we've been running these every month?
Yeah, this is our year. So, Bill, to bring you up to speed, every second Thursday of every month, we hold a mixer that's just, we go to a different bar here in the Valley, and it's just all about people getting with people and mingling and just getting to know people. And you know, we've had tons of people meet up that either for business reasons or for personal reasons.
That's
good.
Did
I hit it?
Yo. That's okay.
So anyways,
I'd like to come.
Yes, we'd love for you to come.
You're invited, and it's just totally low-key and just, you know, it's just all about people. It's
building,
you know,
relationships.
Building relationships.
Trust,
exactly.
Ask the right questions. I love it.
Yep.
Love it.
So this one's around the
court
drive.
Yes, we want you next Thursday. It's just right at the Midway. They start at 5 o'clock and go until we're done.
Perfect.
And people can stop in and some will come in and say hi for a minute and then boogie. I mean, it's not a big deal, guys. It's whether you drink or don't drink. And I know we've talked about this because we freaking live in Utah. It really doesn't matter. It's not about that it's at a bar. It's not about that it's drinking if you want to drink.
Right.
I mean, hell, show up and drink a soda pop for all I care.
Turn off some wings.
Because that's better for your body than beer. Right.
Right. Right.
Wrong.
Right. No, it is.
Anyways. Don't get me started on that. But bottom line is, and then our charity for this one, because again, this is what we, this is one of our first ones we did, is and we're coming into the season, is cold weather gear, coat drive, hats, gloves, boots, you name it, guys. There's so many people out there that need our assistance, and we deserve to give it to them.
Yep.
You know, whether it's excess stuff that you have hanging around that you never used, throw it in a bag and bring it out. And if you can't come to our deal, call us.
I've been called by a couple of my friends. I've got some drop-offs.
Let me ask you this weird question. I'm kind of a sob. And did we ever have a pantry? A food pantry at
we
the
did
high
it.
School?
That was our very first one that we ever did.
No, I mean, when we were growing up, did you have a food pantry at your high school where high school kids could come and take food from there if they needed it?
Not where I grew up.
No. What is going on out there? I was watching the news, and they have food pantries at local high schools because kids are not getting food. And coats.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know what? There's in Granite School District, they actually... So it's kind of a proven thing. They provide two meals, and on the weekend they actually send them home with a bag of,
because that's the only food these kids get.
Yes.
It's sad.
Yes.
I love it. Very good.
We actually ate lunch yesterday at the Cotton Bottom, and we're talking to a guy that was the previously in education. He was a vice principal, then a principal, then another principal. Anyways, it's just, you know, These people, like he was talking about, I mean, they get a salary, and all these schools that he went to, they would upgrade these schools. Guess who the super was to handle all of the upgrades on the school and didn't
manage,
get any extra
manage
pay?
The whole remodel
manage the
of the,
whole
of the,
freaking remodel of a school. If you can imagine how over...
That's
major.
Yeah.
And this sucker didn't get paid any more money because we're a bunch
that
of
became,
cheap sons of
that
bitches.
That became part of his job.
Wow. That's
why he retired, he said, because he had another one come up and he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But what's going on in our economy when our kids have to go to a high school pantry to have some food to eat?
Yeah.
Or to go get a coat or a roll?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yep.
Well, bottom line is...
And we live in Utah.
Right.
Right. People are very giving here, and you know what? We've always had just tremendous support of all of our giving things. But this one, guys, you know, down to people that are down on their luck and living in the streets. I mean, it would probably blow people's minds away if they knew, truly knew, how many people actually freeze to death on our streets every single year.
Right.
It's ridiculous. Yep. Yep. So let's all wrap our arms around this one. Let's all get involved. Like I said, if you can't come to our event, just reach out to us. I don't care how. Reach out to us, and we'll make it work to pick up whatever it is you've got. I want to fill a freaking truck, my truck and Aaron's truck and Bill's truck.
My Escalade, sorry. I don't remember.
Well, we can put more in your Escalade.
We'll put the seats down and fill it up.
So everybody get involved. Let's make this thing happen, huh? Let's make it happen, people. That's what's important, is helping other people. So let's jump into it, dude. I'm excited to talk about this.
I am so excited about this.
So you guys have already met our guest, Bill, but let me tout him a little bit and let me talk about him. So Bill founded and started Prodigy Tax...
accounting services.
Accounting services.
We do it all. Yep.
This is his sexy mug. This is his picture of promotion out there right here. But then we've got the real guy right here. So Aaron and I went and sat down with Bill earlier this week to just chat with him about some different ideas that we've had, more importantly Aaron's had, about really specifically going after a group of people that are in a certain tax bracket,
right,
and teaching them how to take full advantage of all the tax benefits that they have available to them.
Right.
How's that for an entry?
I love it. And the biggest problem that you just said, if you were to synopsis into one sentence, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
And how many of us do TurboTax? Number one, how many of us go to a CPA where
that
I drop
know,
it off?
Jack.
But you drop it off at the secretary, and 2 weeks later you pick it up with a huge tax bill with no explanation. But number three is the biggest problem. You need to sit down with a tax person and game plan for your 23 taxes. And we just started in November. This is the best time to sit down and say, hey, Mr. CPA or Mrs. CPA.
Yeah, you want to start now so that you're
yes.
building and doing what you're supposed
yes.
to be doing, not after it's all over
That's
and said
right.
and done.
That's right. And he should be asking you questions about your year. Go in with, I'll give you a list of questions here in a few minutes, but there's some serious bullet points out there in the real estate industry. So let's jump into it.
Let's hear it.
First of all, number one, income brackets.
Okay.
This is the topic today is
I got the thing up.
You got
just
the
so
brackets.
You know.
You got the brackets. Okay. So the very first question you're going to ask your tax guy is, what tax bracket am I in?
Okay.
The second question is, how do I lower and get into the next bracket below me? What are some tax strategies to lower my income?
The tax bracket.
To change my tax bracket.
Okay.
To save on taxes.
Okay.
You know, when I start talking, my wife, she says, Bill, why do you get so damn excited? Why are you yelling?
My wife tells me all the time. She passed me a business,
yes,
Bill. You're
yes.
yelling.
Could you do that to me? Because
she does it to me all the time.
I know,
you're yelling.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm not yelling.
Oh,
she's
my,
like, buddy, you're
my,
yelling.
My beautiful bride, she taps. She's not here to tap me, so guys, tap if I get excited. But
all right.
But you guys, seriously, what they came into the office for was some game planning. What can we do to save on taxes? And at our office, when we game plan, we usually give a new client an A, B, or C of an assignment, because every tax return is not the same. Your friends across the street are not like you. They may make different type of income. There's W-2 income, verified wages. Then there's that funny money, the 1099 employee.
Right.
Who can't qualify because
for
of
jack
the
shit,
because
they write everything off.
That's right. Except if you game plan for the self-employed world, you can take advantage of some of the depreciation rules on vehicles, on rental properties that will increase your income, which will help you qualify for a bigger house.
Nice.
Or for rental. All part of the game plan.
Right.
Okay. All right.
What's the perfect tax bracket for your system, if there is one?
Well, there is no tax. Okay, so for those who are making 12%, that's not much. You really don't get a lot of. You get all the credits, the earned income credit. You get the.
So that's somebody that makes up to what and is a W-2 employee.
Yeah, usually anything under 120 to 90. That's those clients because you get your you make your 90K.
Doesn't that blow your mind?
Oh yeah, don't
that's
yeah. But again,
my stepdad's yearly annual pay as a art teacher at Malad High School was like $36,000 a year.
How do you do it?
Nine kids.
That's right. How do you do it?
How did they do it?
Right.
But again,
anyways, keep going. Sorry.
Let's go back to a very generic client here in the Salt Lake City area. My husband and I make $90,000.
Okay.
I've got four kids.
Okay.
I'm renting and I want to qualify for the house. So what do? You go out and you go house marketing. You go look for a house. And then you go to the lender and the lender says, let me see your tax returns for the last 2 years so they can do a debt to income for you to see what kind of house you qualify.
If you qualify.
But then here's the kick in the shorts. The lender says you don't qualify because you got to make this much money.
Yep.
Well, how do you do that? Well, you go talk to your tax guy. And your tax guy and you will give you a strategy, whether you're a W-2 or self-employed guy. There's ways to get a $90,000 client qualified. Okay? Don't accept no, no, and no. What about a maybe, maybe, and a maybe? There's three types of tax clients.
Okay.
Savers, spenders, dreamers.
Okay.
We work with the dreamers because they're always dreaming of the future. What am I going to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 25 years? But most of us right now in the economy, we're only
getting to the month. Hell, we can't look past a week.
Yes. But your tax guy, your attorney, your banker, there's a team of professionals that should be helping you qualify.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Love it.
I'm getting excited again.
Oh, it's all right. Okay. Talk to me about this bonus depreciation phase out.
All right. So, for example, I'm a W-2 person.
Okay.
And I'm making $250,000 to $500,000, and you're trying to lower your income to save on taxes.
Okay.
So what most tax guys should be telling you to do is to go out and buy yourself a rental property. That rental property is a giant gold egg when it comes to taxes because I can do regular depreciation or I could do a bonus depreciation, which is up to $107,000 on some scenarios, but you would do a cost segregation on your property to see what you would qualify, which would lower your income by using depreciation.
Okay.
Okay. When's the last time you heard that strategy?
Three days ago, because you told it to me.
Yeah. Right. You know, my summer sales kids that go out and knock on doors all summer, and they come back with $500,000.
Yep.
And all those sweet trucks they're driving around town, tax write-offs.
Ah.
Depreciation. Lower my income. So I look good out selling, but then I qualify for a bigger home because my truck's 80 to 120K. Now my income's that much higher, which gives me that much more real estate. Cost segregation. Ask your tax guy about that. Should I get a real estate? A rental? Should I go out and buy an asset like a vehicle? These are questions you should be, but if you're a W-2 guy, you got to get a whole nother plan because your wages are verified. Taxed. But if you're self-employed, now we got a lot of room to wiggle with.
So the reality is we're talking to those 1099 guys. That's who we need. That's who we want. That's who you want is the dreamers that are making all the cash. They're keeping all their cash or trying to keep all their cash. And at the end of the year, it all comes down to, you know, I mean, I've played this game for a long time, and at the end of the year, you're trying to get that number as low as you freaking can.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, you don't qualify for jack shit.
That's right.
It's just this big, vicious game.
Yeah. So, again, so you're talking about a very common scenario in Salt Lake.
Yes.
People don't know who to ask. I can't even get a hold of my accountant. If I go in there, he's going to charge me another $500 for 45 minutes of my time.
Or more.
Or more. But the bottom line is you've got to find your tax guy that speaks your lingo.
Got it.
Not all tax guys speak real estate.
It's
not
true.
All tax. Most there's all different types of tax people out there. But until you find your flavor and the person that you can ask your questions and get real answers and not, well, you know, I'm not really sure. Well, let me think about it. No, bro, you want answers.
So to sum it up, Bill, what I'm hearing you say is stop being a sheep. Stop just going, handing off your stuff, going back, picking up your taxes and paying them and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And you just move on your way.
That's right.
You need to dig in your heels and start asking hard questions. And if they can't answer those questions, change your tax guy.
That's right. You may have to leave your parents' tax guy. because mom and dad who are 60 plus or 55 plus, their game is different than a person who's 30 or 40. You're still in the game. They're in the fourth quarter. The seconds are taken off. But you at 30 and 40, you can still recapture most of your money going forward rather than just saying, it is what it is. If your tax guy says that, run for the hills. It is what it is. Pay your taxes.
So let me ask you this, Bill.
I actually have one thing as well.
Yeah, fire away.
Just there's a distinction, though. You mentioned being W-2 or being 1099 self-employed. There's a value or benefit with this bonus depreciation opportunity. Yes. My understanding is if you actually went out and purchased a property like an Airbnb.
Okay.
So it's a nightly rental classification, which makes it a commercial.
Something like that.
Okay.
If you keep talking.
Okay. So my understanding is that there is also the opportunity at that point because of that classification of property that allows you to do a bonus depreciation. It's another way to really, you know, even these wage earner, high income wage earner W-2 people can capitalize on.
Well, the W-2 guy has a leg up on the 1099 guy because his wages are verified through a W-2.
Yep.
So already you got a leg up. But the question is, how much does line
So it's all about what bracket you're in as a W-2
Absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely. How much wages are you making? Your tax guy, in the year-end review, this is November, December, he could tap into to a sample, type in your W-2 as of right now, November 1st. Put in your federal withhold, your state withhold, and see where you're at. Oh my God, I'm owing $12,000 in taxes. Mr. Tax Guy, what do you think I could do to save on taxes? Well, there you go. There's your
And I can
intro.
Verify this. What's the other kid's
Sam.
Name?
Sam.
Sam.
Oh my
Sammy
God,
J.
Bill.
Sammy J.
Sammy J.
Sharp.
Sat there. That
Sharp.
Okay, guys, seriously, you know. Well, maybe you don't know, but you know how you have those warnings on television programs or on games where the flashing lights will make you have a seizure? This kid was going so damn fast on his computer, I started seizing out on him.
Yeah, so I have a whole office. The name of our business is Prodigy because I work with my three kids.
Perfect.
And those three kids, then we have about 10 other employees, and they all sound a lot like me.
Mm-hmm.
We all use the same strategies. I got Sammy J.
I got a basketball hoop in their office.
Oh, I didn't tell you.
They ran off the insurance company next to them because they were too damn loud.
And should I tell my office motto?
Yeah.
In the office, I have a basketball court, and there's a three-point line. And on the three-point line, there's an office motto that says, we only shoot three-pointers because layups are for pussies.
Nice!
Stop being a pussy and shoot a three!
That's well, right.
Bill, no. Bill asked last night about what kind of points we were going to touch on, and I said, you know, I labeled off the cost segregation, the bonus depreciation. He goes, so only threes. And I said, well, for bringing in Jordan, why not just shoot the threes?
Good one, Aaron. But yeah, you guys, stop. Stop giving the government your money. It's okay.
Exactly.
You're going to give them something. I'm not the tax guy that's here to rip off the government. I'm here to tell you what you can and can't do with your income.
That's
all you want to know. You want to know, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And what can I change that would make a significant dent in my tax game plan?
Okay, so to be a little more specific, Aaron, on these seminars that we're setting up and going to start doing, which, by the way, I just kind of let the cat out of the bag.
Hmm.
But Aaron and I are putting together a seminary series where people can come out sit down and listen to what it is that we can do.
Bill will be there.
Bill will be there. We're going to have all the professionals in the industry that are going to help you structure your life and your finances to get the very biggest benefit out of it, including rental properties, including tax brackets and tax breaks, and down the whole entire
gamut.
Whether
it's vehicles, whether it's your home improvements you made on your home.
And we're going to teach you how to do it.
Do you guys touch on fractional ownership? Is that something that's been talked about?
We will talk about anything.
Yes.
Because I will tell you, because I do, our firm does work with a lot of summer sales kids. A lot of those guys come back and they've got all that money in their pocket and they can't qualify. So a new program we got hooked up this last January was with Ember Homes with fractional ownership. Instead of
that's a big thing up in Park City.
St. George, Malibu, Nashville, Tennessee. But you, instead of buying all of it, you could buy 1/8 of it. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older, you could purchase more of it.
Yep.
But it gets you into the game without having to qualify, because it's for some place it's. For $108,000, that's almost a $900,000 home.
No, they're incredible properties.
Okay. It's almost really, like you're a timeshare way outside of Lake Powell, but it's on a condo, it's on a townhouse,
home. The Beards on the Street hypothetically would purchase a home, and they would find 8 people to purchase it, and they would each get their 48 to 44 days per year to go, and then they get their residual money from the rest of the year.
Yep.
Okay. You guys, there's a million things out there.
There are.
You guys got to figure out what gets you up in the morning, what you're trying to accomplish, and get yourself a game plan, a mission statement. Because you're only going to make that dollar once.
Exactly.
And then the next day, you're going to make it once.
For an old duffer like me, Bill, that's 57 years old and made all kinds of money and didn't have somebody like you to guide me first, and made some dumbass decisions?
I had a guy in yesterday, 59 and a half.
Okay.
He's retired.
Is it over for me? Just kick dirt on me and I'm done?
No. We will do a budget analysis with you guys. That's the first thing we would do.
Okay.
Who are you?
Man, he said a scary word.
I know.
Budget?
He said budget.
Dean just puckered up over there.
Whoa. John, I love it, baby.
What?
I got a joke for that too.
I'll let you say that to my wife.
That's very good. I haven't met her yet. I got to meet her. Just know that.
She is. She's a hottie, dude.
But for someone like you, you'd come in with your financial planner or with your tax guy and do it a budget analysis. What do you have in place? Retirement, real estate, rentals, stocks, dividends, and all that, and put that on a piece of paper and see who you are and see what bucket you need to fill. Again, I'm not the planner, I'm just the tax guy, but we use those three buckets to save you on taxes.
Love it.
We love
to build your wealth.
To build wealth management. It's exactly what we do. Using real estate, build because the market, if those who have money.
And you know what, Bill? I've got a guy that his nickname is Chaos. You talk about that, you know, nicknames. His nickname on the street is Dollar Bill. And Chaos is a wealth management guy that you two, you probably know him.
I don't know Chaos, but I like that. I've been called the Tasmanian Devil many a times.
You are.
But this guy is good. And anyways, remind me. I want to introduce you to this cat.
Yeah. But you guys, before we end this podcast, just know, don't sit there and wonder. If you think your taxes are kind of not done right, or you're missing something, or you didn't get your questions answered, you're 100% right. Because those are your feelings, that's your narrative. So you need to get a second opinion as soon as possible. It doesn't have to be from Mr. Big Mouth, Bill Kohler, or Prodigy, but find somebody that speaks your lingo. Let them review 2022s. Get a game plan for 23. Come on.
Love it.
Love it.
And listen up soon, because we're going to be doing these seminars really soon. And guys, if you have any questions, if this piques your interest and you want to know more, reach out to us, and I promise you we'll handle it right. We'll put you in the right position with the right people. That's what we do.
I already have one of my buddies calling you. You'll be hearing from today.
Who? Michael Strahan?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, Adam Rich.
Good one, bro. I've got more. You know, if I could just tell him the best joke that
That's here.
I was down in Vegas, and I went to the Raiders game, and I went up to the nearest porta potty, and there were 3 dudes at the porta potty.
Okay.
And I do this to my new clients. I'll give them a $100 bill if they can answer this question. Name the nationalities of guy number one trying to get into the porta potty. The nationality of guy number two inside the porta potty. And the nationality of the guy who just left the porta potty. Okay. For $100, can you name their nationalities? Aaron? Perry? Well, the first guy is easy. I'll give you the first one. The guy in line, he's Russian. He's got to get inside, bro. I can't wait any longer.
He's Russian.
Okay. Right. The second guy inside, he's European, bro.
He's European.
That dude is this. Okay. And the dude that just left, he's Finnish. There you go. It's a moneymaker. It. It's a moneymaker, you guys.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
You're awesome, Bill.
Well, I'm excited, man. Okay. This is, and I know Aaron's been off the charts excited. Yep. So, you know, this is going to be a really fun segment of our business moving forward,
right?
Because guys, these seminars that we're putting together, it's not going to all be about taxes. It's going to be about rental properties and finding the right rental property that fits within what you need to
Correct.
Do. And
yeah, you're full.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, on down the line, you know, wealth management, bottom line is we all need more of this, and we need people in our lives that are just as motivated and just as freaking fired up as we are about it.
Bill, it sounds like we need a tax guy like you.
Okay.
Right? Or our general public, people we're talking to.
Okay.
We need a tax guy.
Okay.
We need a real estate agent. What's the last one?
You need an attorney and a banker. You need four people in your, because all of us work on your behalf.
Yep.
But let me as I sign off, let me say this one last thing.
Okay.
This is what I tell my summer sales kids who are out there in Texas. Record heat this year, and they're outdoor knocking, and it's 128 degrees, and they're sunburned to layers and layers of red skin. And I say to them, why are you working so hard to give your money away? If I was in your situation, I'm going to work my gut. I'm going to make all the money I can, but then I'm going
to
find a team.
Try to keep it.
Yeah, I'm going to find a team who's going to help me keep it in all different kinds of ways.
Love
okay,
it.
You guys.
Love it.
So lots more to come, guys. Bill, thank you so much
for coming on our podcast.
Can I get my phone number?
Yes, yes, do it.
Of course you can give your phone number.
Texting is always best.
Perfect.
I am 60. Text is 801-891-9446. That's me directly. And you'll call the founder of the business. And then we will have you come to the office, or we'll talk by phone, and I'll find the right personality for you and what your needs are with all of my kids.
Perfect.
Love it.
Love it. We'll also put that information in the link in our description today.
We'll add all of that to it. So when you guys are seeing this out there, you'll have access to that. You know, on a quick side note, I come to find out in chatting with Bill, he used to live right across from my aunt in Sugar City, Idaho.
Isn't that funny?
Who's ever heard of Sugar City, Idaho?
I was just out of college at BYU. My first teaching gig was at Sugar City, Idaho, and across the street was the Barchies.
Barchies.
And Lil Craig, and they raised me. I was just a wet-nosed kid from BYU, and they were so generous to us.
So, cousin Brian, Craig, Roxanne... Actually, Roxanne passed away. Cheree. Lisa,
I know,
all you guys, Max, I think you know this cat.
I know
and
Max.
Aunt Carolyn.
Yeah, it's good talking to you guys.
So thank you guys for jumping on. This is some exciting stuff. We're a lot more to come about this topic. You'll see a lot more headed your way. And again, don't forget, go and subscribe to our Beards on the Street podcast.
Right.
Come on, people.
Beer?
Help us out here, man. We went a little over, so we're gonna skip the write-ins and the submissions on questions asked, and we'll get right back on it next week. All right, guys,
thanks
thank
again,
you
Bill.
So much.
Yep.
Appreciate it, Bill.